At any rate, Mr. Black and Mr. Lance picked up the phone, tossed in a coin, and proceeded to page their dealer, sending an urgent 911 code, which, as you know, Carl, means bring on the dope fast in drug dealer talk.
Right.
Okay.
Then they hang up the phone.
As you know, Carl.
Yeah, I know that.
Then they hang up the phone and wait. Meanwhile, the operators over at 911 Emergency Response receive the call. You see, apparently, Carl, in their haste to get their fix, they forgot to dial that all-important first part. That would be the dealer's phone number. That's Uh-oh. Right, Carl. They picked up the phone, dialed 911, and then hung up.
Nice. And waited for their dope to show up.
Operators traced the call and sent a patrol car to the scene. The responding officers arrive and see our two dope heads standing next to the payphone. The officers decide to play it cool and run the plates on the car that's next to our two phone-dialing dialogue geniuses. Meanwhile, Mr. Black and Mr. Lance notice the coppers have arrived. They, too, decide to play it cool. We'll just hang out here with the cops and wait for our dealer to show up. Yeah, I like that plan.
What could go wrong?
Then we'll just play it by ear from there. Back in the police car, the report on the plates comes back. And guess what, kids? The car is stolen.
No! Right.
Cops move in.
Say it isn't so.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cops move in to arrest, finding drug paraphernalia, a set of burglary tools, and a shaved ignition key, which, I suppose, is a hell of a lot better than a bearded ignition key.
Oh, jeez.
That is just going to get all scratchy in your pocket. Pomona Police Sergeant Michael Olivieri said, quote, they admitted they were in a hurry for dope and must have made an error in dialing. You think? So, Mr. Bland, Mr. Lance, you payphone-loving, pack-a-bag, loitering idiots, your master plan, brilliant. Oh, look, the cops. Let's stay here with our stolen car so we can find out who's going to get arrested. You, sirs, are dumber than me.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can clap.
Woo. Yes, sir.
In the other corner, we have a heartwarming tale of a man fighting all odds to overcome personal hardship. 48-year-old Gregory Williams, who also happens to be from Pomona.
Oh.
And his unidentified accomplice have been accused of using a pickup truck and a chain to yank a 1,500-pound... Wait a second. Let me convert that weight to something our Canadian and European listeners feel a little more comfortable with. 1,500 pounds is roughly equivalent to 106 spider monkeys. That's about the same as 1.3 right whale testicles. Or 1.2 left whale testicles. Wait. Is the plural of testicles testicles? Or is it testes?
Testicli.
Or is it testistocles?
No, wait.
Hold on.
He's the god of being kicked in the nuts.
No, it's
hey, Karen.
Ancient philosophy. Yeah?
Karen, maybe you can help me out here. Wasn't testistocles that ancient Greek philosopher of yam bag dispunkification?
Yes, sir. As long as you're not mentioning poop, I'm right there with
is
you,
is he
Miller.
Coming by? Is he outside my door now? Hey, piece of advice to the kids. When your crime involves a truck and a chain, you're going to end up on the show. Let's keep that in mind for future reference. Authorities say Mr. Williams and another man drove up to the Pomona Ranch Market at approximately 3 a.m., smashed a window, wrapped a chain around the ATM, and used the pickup to rip it from the floor.
Huh.
Yeah, baby! Yeehaw! We ripped a cash machine up from the floor! Yeah, baby! Woo! I'm sure there aren't any theft deterrents there at the Pomona Ranch Market like... I don't know, say a sound-activated alarm triggered by the broken glass, and, one or two closed-circuit cameras pointed right at the ATM.
Mm.
Sure, you guys are fine there.
Yeah, no problems.
While attempting to load the cash machine into the truck, five, Carl, City of Pomona police vehicles pull up to the market parking lot, And within moments, a police helicopter from Pomona's Airborne Patrol Service lit up the lot, the truck, and our two chain-toting dumb shits. While the pilot no doubt engaged forward-looking infrared cameras on board, just in case the pursuit led to any low-light or no-light situations. Staring wide-eyed into the onslaught of police vehicles in total disbelief. And with the ATM still securely attached to the chain, yet only half-loaded onto the back of the truck, our dynamic doofuses jump in and, and proceed to drive to the back of the store in search of another way out. In their attempts to evade police, Mr. Williams hits a speed bump, and the ATM machine, which was already precariously balanced on the back of the truck, is now in tow. Lighting up the night sky with sparks and shards of flying metal, a rather loud grinding sound. Oh, yeah, and it's gouging a pretty damn clear path in the road. Now, kids, you know there's a purpose to this show, and one purpose only, and that's for us to do the math so you don't have to. We take this responsibility seriously, kids, and we've done the math, and we've triple-checked the work. The max, let's see, the... Okay, paper ruffling, that's enough. Hello, intern! The maximum velocity of a 2004 Ford 150 truck running on level ground and pulling a single right whale testicle is, I need more ruffling, intern. Is, okay, that's enough. Can we get some f***ing real employees here, Carl? Are you sure you checked these numbers?
Yes, sir, Ms. Milicic.
It's about 432 miles per second. Hey, I don't think you checked those numbers. Did you account for friction? Jesus Christ, man. Carl, next time when we're bringing new interns on board to help with the show, can we exercise some, oh, I don't know, discretion? You know, maybe look for someone with qualifications.
Sorry, man.
Thanks, Carl. In advance. Let's recap, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, so we've got Tweedledum and Numbnuts dragging a 1,500-pound ATM machine, still securely attached, pursued by a fleet of brand-new, shiny Pomona City police cars and a freshly fueled helicopter that's equipped with forward-looking infrared and a 30-million-candle night sun spotlight. With the operator no doubt alternating its focus between the truck and the wildly hopping cash machine that's about 20 feet in tow. Just to be clear, kids, our heroes are now laying down three separate paths leading directly to their whereabouts. Let's see, the cops could close their eyes and simply follow the grating sound. Or they could follow the bright light from the sparks. And even Detective Helen Keller could catch these two fucking idiots by following the gouges in the road. Those Boy Scouts don't look like they've heard of Helen Keller. At this point, the helicopter pilot no doubt said, "F*** this." Shut off forward-looking infrared and headed off to look for some bad guys that were maybe a little bit more elusive. Hey, speaking of Helen Keller, Carl, did I mention that this Dumber Than Me is about courage in the face of adversity? About overcoming disability with strength? Officers followed the truck into a nearby residential neighborhood. Mr. Williams makes a hard right, the ATM swinging wide, and heads down a dead-end street. What a plan! Avoid the regular roads that permit vehicles to actually go somewhere. And instead, choose only roads that force you to make slow and awkward U-turns at the end. Brilliant! You know what, Carl? I just realized that's the one thing that the dumb will always have on the rest of us. The element of surprise. I don't care how many contingencies you've planned for. When the dumb are in control, you will simply never see this shit coming. Yeah, they know what I'm talking about, Carl. You'll be scratching your head till it turns into an ass.
Scratching your head until it turns into an ass? Did you just say that,
Miller? Look, all I'm saying is that it's going to be a long day of hiding quietly in the bush before Microsoft Security decides to move on to a different building.
What?
Look, all I'm saying is that Mr. Williams was several gag orders short of an injunction.
What?
Look, all I'm saying is that Mr. Williams was like the Roy Disney of Tory spellings.
What the hell are you talking about?
Are you stroking out? What is going on with you?
Oh, I can tell you're no doubt stunned by my mastery of all things allegorical. Surprised, much like an old man Sith Lord discovering a secret Yoda cloning facility on Bespin 5.
What?
Sorry, ran out of oxygen as I said 5. That's been 5. Okay,
scratching
kids.
Your head until it turns into an ass.
I don't get it.
I can tell you're intrigued. Now might be a good time to mention my latest money-making scheme. That's going to make me mega rich.
Allegory?
The Mark Miller School of Metaphor. That's right, kids. Learn how to segue like a middle-aged man steering with a stick and standing on a two-wheeled machine balanced by gyroscopes.
Yeah, they'll be lining
that's
up
a
for
simile,
that.
Though. That's a simile, not a... Learn. A simile is like a metaphor, but...
Shut
not,
up, Franklin!
A metaphor. A metaphor is a metaphor. A simile is like a metaphor.
Learn how to compare this to that like a super this and that comparing thing.
You're the master. Who's the boss?
Why, you'll be eloquating with sesquipedalian fullness like a reverb channel stuffed in a train hobo's left shoe.
What?
What?
That's right, kids. At the Mark Miller School of Metaphor, I'll pass on important discoveries, like discoveries Carl doesn't know about, like how allegory and simile are for total pussies. And how metaphor rules them all like an absent-minded dominatrix who's forgotten your safe word.
Oh, Miller. Oh, honey, did somebody forget your safe word? Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
I said banana. Banana. Do you hear me? Banana. That's our fucking safe word.
Hey, Miller, you know what's not a good safe word? Who's your boss? Who's your boss?
What do you mean you don't remember? Okay, Mistress Ass Rammer, let me ask you something. Why in the whole wide fucking world would I be saying banana while you continue to whip my naked ass? Think about that one. You're a fucking banana.
Mark, can we get back to the dumber than me, please?
Oh, look, Carl, all I'm saying is that if the kids take my metaphor class, why in no time they'll be waxing philosophical like a freshly dipped Aristotle candle.
please.
Like a contemplating hair removal specialist.
Mark, all right, fine,
Carl. Let's see, where were we? All right, Mr. Williams leads police cars down a dead-end street and stops. Edges of the ATM machine are reportedly visibly glowing from the heat. With the truck stopped, Mr. Williams' accomplice turns to Mr. Williams and says, "See ya!" And he runs off into the darkness. Mr. Williams decides to make a run for it, too. According to Sergeant E. Vasquez of the Pomona Police, the suspect was, quote, near the vehicle in an attempt to flee from officers. However, he was unsuccessful as his prosthetic leg fell off.
Oh! You're not.
You see, kids, I told you this was a story about one man overcoming personal hardship.
Oh.
Mr. Williams was hopping around on one leg like a drunk kangaroo at a bear trap testing facility. The police, at this point, had to be just staring in wide-eyed amazement. Now, I happen to know, when you are hopping around on one leg, it is very hard to bend over and try and pick up your other leg. Now, Carl, I don't know if this makes me evil or not.
It does.
But I do know that if I was an arresting officer, I'd spend most of my time ordering Mr. Williams to, quote, spread him. Just so I could watch him tip over again and again and again. So, Mr. Williams.
Oh, Miller.
I think they took one of the Boy Scouts out on a stretcher. So, Mr. Williams, you glass-breaking, chain-rapping, ATM dragon, dead-end street-loving, fugitive hopper, I think we have a winner by a knockout, Carl.
Yes, it's true.
Because you, Mr. Williams, you, sir, are dumber than me.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God, I need a cigarette.
Yes, sir.
Whew. Yeah. Too bad I don't smoke anymore.
Somebody get Carl a cigarette and a washcloth, please.
Spooge.
Well, Richard, that brings us to you. Time for Richard the Toy Boy. This is where Richard Campbell finds the weird, the wild, the wonderful, the stuff for sale on the internet, the toys. Mr. Campbell.
All right, kids, let's start off at the beginning at shrinkster.com/S3N. That's Sierra 3 November. And I'm starting with a little bit of an opaque one this time. It's at the United States Patent Office. As you know, I've been filing a lot of patents lately. It's part of my work. So I've gotten really good at reading these things. And, well, let me just give you a quick recap of the, I don't know, 50 feet of text that's here. This is actually a patent filed by none other than Samsung, and the short summary is portable device for user's basal body temperature and method for operating the device.
What? User's basal body temperature?
Let me tell you what this is.
Oh, bam, let's cook that up a notch, man.
BASAL, I think you mean, right?
Yes. This is actually a device you would put into a cell phone to tell you whether or not you're ovulating.
No way.
Oh, yes. This is a feature coming to a cell phone near you. So, yeah, coming to a cell phone near you, a feature where when you put your phone up to your ear, it says, you need to get laid now.
That's cool. I need that. Honey, we cannot argue with the phone. The phone says it's my time.
Although I would like to point out just how many pages of text it takes to actually get to the point of realizing that's actually what this thing is about.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
A tremendous number.
And how it differs from other ovulation measurement techniques.
It's in a cell phone, for crying out loud.
You know what, though? That's kind of a naturally occurring thing.
Needing to get laid after using your cell phone?
No, needing to... No, wait. When you're ovulating, you immediately know that you need to get laid. It all happens without a cell phone.
I wouldn't know. I've never ovulated.
The patent was obviously filed by men.
Obviously.
Clearly.
Not only that, but Korean men at that.
Yeah.
Shall we move along?
Sure.
On the same sort of pseudo-sexual theme, shrinkster.com/S3O. That's Sierra 3 Oscar. And the bike dispenser. Do you see the sexual theme here?
Bike dispenser.
Yes.
Oh, I'm totally on the wrong page.
No, I don't understand it at all. I'm totally confused. All I
What's
see...
What's the URL again? I'm
Miller,
sorry.
Miller, show
S3O.
Me.
S3O.
Oh.
Okay.
As in...
Bike dispenser.
Oh, my God. That bike is coming out of that dispenser.
That's weird.
So, oh, so you can buy a bike.
That's right. It's Dutch. It's a vending machine that dispenses bikes.
Nice.
Is that like for rental or to buy?
It's like condoms in the ladies' room.
That looks just like a condom I had on once. Then I think my wife said, "You're doing it all wrong. We're out in public. This is a bike riding thing we're doing." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
But your cell phone said,
to buy a bike.
My phone told me it was time to hump the bike. I don't know. That's kind of fun. I like that. Does it really work?
I don't know. This is all experimental and it's all in Dutch. So it sounds like an interesting idea.
You know, they ride bikes like crazy over there.
They are a little bike happy.
You got to love the Dutch. They totally got that bike thing figured out.
So if the bike won't do it for you, take a look at shrinkster.com/S3P. That's Sierra 3 Papa.
Digital miser.
Fuel miser.
The digital fuel miser. That's right. Monitoring the efficiency of your vehicle through an accelerometer. Accelerate too hard, brake too hard, and it's going to tell you how much you suck.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that they've got one banner ad on this site, and it's for their own stuff.
Wait, is this for a car?
This is for a car.
Oh, man, I so don't want that car. Now I am the world's worst driver. This would be like, you suck, I hate you, I wish you were never born.
Richard, what does it do? Does it speak to you?
Oh, it has a set of LEDs on it. Oh. And really what it's doing is it's measuring the rate of acceleration and deceleration. So if you gas it too hard or you brake too sharply, or if you, say, fall off the side of the parking lot and fall 3 stories and impact on the ground, it's going to tell you you're wasting gas.
It's going to beep at you.
That's it. You're going to be beeped at.
Blinky lights.
If you're towing an ATM, is it going to have any kind of thing for that?
Yeah, there's no accelerometer that'll help you for that.
I just want to point out on my readout here, it shows that I guess I'm the 764th visitor here. If, you know, we can really measure the full impact of Mondays. And if this thing gets to like 770 maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe.
We could be like, you know, we could use that as material to get a sponsor.
Then we'll get a banner ad on the Fuel Miser site.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Oh, boy.
A banner ad on the Fuel Miser site.
This is awesome. I already figured out their new logo. It's like, you know, Digital Fuel Miser. We're not cocksuckers.
Or ass rapers.
Miller says we're not ass rapers or cocksuckers.
As heard about on Mondays.
Miller says.
Moving over to my Japanese collection, let's take a look at shrinkster.com/S3.
Is he coming back for that comment? I was talking about the Fuel Miser, not his wife.
Sierra 3 Quebec. Of course, I always have to have a Japanese toy. This one took a little while to understand. But it is a frog for 2,600 yen, and the frog's ability is to crush beer cans.
Nice.
But it'll only do it if you step on it.
Is this a real frog? I'm not at the site yet.
Well,
it's a slow site.
No, it's not a real frog, Miller.
It's not a slow site. It's just that there's 4 people visiting it at once, so that's the more people that have ever been to that site.
All right, so based on what you said, it's a beer can crusher, but you actually have to step on
it. That's right.
So...
But it's not a real trained frog, though.
No.
Do you know what else crushes beer cans? Stepping on them.
Yes.
Oh, I see it now.
But now you could step on it with your sock foot.
Oh, what's neat about this is cool, because this is going to actually crush it straight down all the way, you know, on top of itself. You know, as opposed to kind of sideways or, you know.
Real men know how to do that on their forehead.
I was just going to say, Karen, you just use your forehead if you're going to crush a beer can. Hey, guys, watch this. Look at my frog.
Yeah, excuse me, Karen, but I'm going to look pretty foolish with that thing stuck to my forehead, won't I? I'm not that stupid, okay?
Miller, if you were a real man, that's what you'd do.
You're saying I'd have that duct tape to my forehead?
I'm just saying.
Will you stop talking to me in that voice? I don't want to get an erection when your husband is here.
Oh, yeah, you do.
All right, one more Japanese toy.
I did not wear my spandex pants for the show. Like I normally do. Did I just say that? Or think that? All right, sorry, Richard. Go ahead, man. Can you guys just distract him so I can run out of the studio? He's going to so kick my ass. This should be called Miller's last show ever. We don't know where he is anymore.
Somebody jiggle boobs. It distracts them.
It's like somebody's holding up a sign that says Troy's outside mixing cement or something like that.
All right, Richard.
All right, moving right along. Staying with that oriental theme, although Ashley's the fine folks at Brando, at shrinkster.com/S3R, Sierra 3 Romeo. And what is this fine, fun-filled device, you might ask? Why, it's the USB stress panic button. That's right. It's a button with a cover. The button is red.
Oh, and it says panic.
It says panic, and it's got a cover on it, so it must be good.
I'd be hitting that f***ing thing all the time. I'd rip the cover off. First thing I do, take that cover off.
Well, what does it do, Richard?
It actually has software in it that screws up your machine.
Screws up your machine.
Well, what? You got to guarantee that the drivers in this thing are not good. So considering how much fun we're having with USB drivers these days, I would say installing this is a good way to prang your machine. But in theory, if it worked, there are 3 different screens it would pop up. One is an Excel spreadsheet. So consider the panic button potential of this. You are surfing porn. Boss comes around, hit panic button, spreadsheet comes up.
That's an old theme, though, the panic button.
And that's where the boss says, hey, we don't own Excel.
are you concerned about license issues?
Yeah, but your job is artwork.
There's 2 other options here. One is having the screen explode in the simulated explosion.
Oh, I think a video has gone off here. There we go. Go ahead, Richard.
And finally, the boss punch out feature.
And these are all random, whichever one shows up, right?
Yeah, or you can configure it, whatever makes you happy.
Okay. I think it's just more suiting to the panic theme if you didn't know and you were, you know, playing a game and you hit panic hoping for Excel. And then your boss punch out screen comes up as your boss is behind you.
Richard, how much is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone must be boring. I don't know who.
All right, next one.
Hang on. You want me to give me how much it is?
That's all right. We're sure? Not going to buy
$17
it.
$17 US.
Is anyone in this room going to buy that thing?
No, sir.
Yeah, wait, but Arthur raised his hand. The guy that eats pig eyeballs.
So when the pig eyeball fetish site comes up, he can just press the panic button.
And there you go.
What do you mean when? It's already up. This is the internet, Karen. Everything is there. I could type in pigeyeballfetish.com and I'd be there.
Yes, you can. I think you're on that site, actually.
Moving right along, shrinkster.com/S3S, Sierra 3 Sierra, and a device...
Fart.html.
There you go.
Can you imagine the website guy? I'm going to save this file as fart.html. Where is my life gone?
What is this website?
This website is the Prank Place. We've been here before. And this is their fine fart machine number 2.
Jesus.
Wait, this is an advanced version.
This is number 2.
Mark, time for an upgrade.
So what this is a remote control fart machine. It's a little box you can place wherever you like, and you have a remote control clicker. And when you click it, it makes farting noises.
I wonder if they'll upgrade mine. Mine's a little wet from the accident.
Yeah. Oh, Miller, really?
Jesus.
Honestly, one show.
Was that necessary?
One show is all I need.
But I would like to point out that the best thing about the fart machine number 2 is not the price of $19.89, but the fact that if you buy 2, they'll give you a 3rd one for free.
That's awesome.
Because we all need 3 fart machines.
Hey, Christmas presents.
Very nice.
Plus, you get to keep one for yourself.
And you can give one to your kid.
My kids have realized, actually, that if one sits on the other one with their knees into their belly, it's like a fart machine. I'm so proud. It's my proudest moment as a parent.
Hey, speaking of kids, listeners, I had the pleasure of meeting Karen's son today. And if you recall, he's the guy who freaks out on funny people's names. So Karen's like, here's Mark. And I go, oh, yeah, my name is Mark, but you can call me Mr. Walnut Johnson. He's like,
that's so funny. I can't even take it. Yeah. There's nothing like reference to testicles and penises all in the same sentence.
Yeah, I guess that's almost inappropriate. I apologize for that. I'm going to get arrested, won't I?
Oh, probably. You getting arrested is the least of your worries. Greenwald's right outside your booth.
All right, I got 2 more toys. I'm going to go with a good and a bad, and we'll do the good first. And the good is at shrinkster.com/S3T, Sierra 3 Tango, from the company stealthcomputer.com. Their 350 PCI, which is actually an entire PC in about the same form factor as a 5 1/4 inch full height drive.
Whoa. What? Wow.
So I can put a PC in my PC then.
There you go. Yeah.
How powerful?
It's not wildly powerful.
Is it a mini ATX board?
It's smaller than that, actually. It's more compact than even that, but it does run Pentium M or Celeron. And yeah, all the regular connectors on it. It's got a CD or a DVD drive in it. So it has everything. It's a full-featured PC. It's just, well, really, really small.
How much RAM can it hold?
That's a RAM. Up to 2 gigs.
Oh, well, it's not bad.
This looks like about the equivalent volume to a laptop, but without the keyboard or display.
Without the keyboard and display and in sort of box shape instead of something flat.
Yeah. Richard, would you consider using these like in a web farm situation, or is it really just for like media center kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, I think this is more cute than anything
else. These would be good for throwing at people, I think.
How much is it?
It is a hard aluminum case, so it's going to hurt people.
Richard, we got a question. How much is it from one of the Boy Scouts in the audience?
That's an excellent question.
It's more than you make, little kid. You're going to have to get a job.
It depends, of course, on the options, but the base price is $1,100.
That's hot. That is one hot toy, Richard.
I'm glad you like it, Terry.
Lawrence Q, that's our little Q secret thing for keeping that. You know what?
You know
okay,
what?
Here we go.
And I'm going to end with, well, normally I specify, you know, I'm pretty careful about specifying toys you can actually buy. And this is not a toy you can buy. This is more one you'd have to make. And it's from the guys at the great site at somethingawful.com. And I've got the link here, shrinkster.com/S3U, Sierra 3 uniform. And a clear indication of what people with a tractor should not be doing. Because what it is a guy who built a 535-foot-long slip and slide.
Whoa!
Nice!
That is a big slip and slide.
Oh, now that is hot.
So that's right. They took a tractor and they plowed down a hill to create a trench, lined the whole thing with tarps.
Holy shit, this is awesome.
That's awesome.
Made themselves a waterfall.
Oh my God,
they're
going down on air beds.
Yeah, well, you need to, because after 535 feet, if you should happen to hit any bare plastic,
you're going
to
chafe.
That's nasty itching and chafing.
See, I was talking to Scott Anselman all day today, but so what are you going to do when you retire? You've got nothing to do. Now I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to slip and slide from age 65 on until I die, man.
Which could be 66 if you hit a tree.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, it looks like they need to clear a little landing area down near the bottom. They just got trees down there.
Well, and I point out that their landing site, which is about 20 feet long, over 20 feet and 5 feet deep. Because you need some deceleration after 500 feet.
Yeah, except for they've got those train railroad ties on either side.
Yeah, don't hit those.
That's gonna be a serious Sonny Bono accident there.
That'd leave
a
mark.
That's worse than a chase.
That's gonna hurt.
Yikes!
So there you go. It's summertime.
You're gonna need a Band-Aid.
We all need a slip and slide. So we thought I'd go for a big one.
That's really awesome.
That is awesome.
Can we get these guys to be our buddies?
They could be our new
sponsor.
Say
it. Don't say it.
Yeah, we're going to be Mondays brought to you by...
No, don't say it.
All right, fine. Slip and slide, guys.
Slip and slide. Isn't that the slogan for Astroglide?
I don't know. I do not know. I am not
the
aware.
The Boy Scouts like that one, Karen.
Just one show, Karen. One show without an ass or poo reference would be nice.
I'm all about ass, Mark, but I'm done with the poo. No more.
One show, Karen. You hear that, Troy? She's accosting me. I am innocent over here.
You know what? You bring up pooping, I'm bringing up ass. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Richard, please take us away from here.
I'm done. That slip and slide. I can't beat out the slip and slide.
Well, that's a show.
That's a show. Oh, my God. It only took us 3 months.
Nice.
3 months and how many minutes?
Well,
a lot of minutes.
It was a long one.
It's 2 months.
Hour and a half.
I'm going to just stay here in the booth and think about life for a little bit before I come out.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'm going to come into the booth with you, Miller.
Stop.
All right.
Miller.
You go.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Thanks to our studio audience. Thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with our schedule lately. We know it's been crazy, but, you know, the rumors are incorrect. We are not giving up the show. We're just slowing down.
We're just looking for a fucking cocksucking sponsor.
Yeah. We'll take any fucking cocksucking sponsor.
Why are they running away from us, Carl?
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.